Actually, first off, before we start, I just wanted to never got the opportunity to express my condolences to the Semenko family. He was a very, very fun guy to be around, to see him on the scouting circuit all the time and seen him in our building quite a bit. And back in when I was a kid, I trained in the same area that he did in Brandon. So he's, again, rest in peace. And certainly from the Jets family here to ours, to his, our condolences. So thank you.
Kevin, how far did you make it down your priority list today?
Well, obviously, you know, for us, you know, today is an important day, addressing a couple of organizational needs that, you know, we had looked at and talked about. And when you're getting into free agency, you have the best of intentions to, you know, try and knock off a couple of those boxes and or check off a couple of those boxes. And, you know, certainly today we, you know, we feel like we did.
How important was the term for both Mason and Kulikov?
Well, in free agency, it's always an interesting time. It's, you know, the trade-off between term and money and term and the combination of the two. Within our group, you know, we set some parameters on what we were looking at, you know, certainly doing. And, you know, again, it worked out well, and that's through the process of negotiation that, you know, you get terms that you're comfortable with. And you know, for you know, for all the players, obviously that that we got, especially you know, obviously the goalie and the defenseman, the term you know fits what we are looking to do. So it was an important factor in our negotiations.
Where do you see those guys slotting in terms of depth chart?
Goalie and defense. Well, you know, obviously, Steve's he's an experienced goaltender. Like he's, you know, someone that, you know, has been a number one goaltender in this league, knows the pressures of it. And, you know, again, at the bottom line is when we got on the phone and talked with him, you know, through the you know, the courting period, the talking period, you know, we expressed our desire. We want a guy to come in here and help us win. Like that was the most important thing for us throughout the conversations, whether it was with Steve or whether it was with Dimitri or, you know, the prevailing theme was that we're ready. You know, we feel we're ready to you know, try and take a next step here. And we want you guys to be a part of it. And again, you know, there's different thought processes I'm sure that go through for them. They all have decisions. When you get to free agency, you're not the only team that's talking to them, and they get an opportunity to take a look, I guess, under the hood of every team that does give them a call, and we're thankful we were able to come to a conclusion on deals on both of them.
Last one, what can you tell us about the forward depth you brought in with Michael and Buddy?
So, you know, Michael Skrbosa is, you know, a player that has shown, you know, very good skill at the American Hockey League level and last year got an opportunity to play, I think, you know, almost 40 games or right around 40 games at the National League level. And, you know, we feel he's someone that, you know, is going to create additional competition for us, you know, at the bottom six level, you know, from the National Hockey League perspective. And you know, give us an opportunity to you know, to have that competition there. He can play center. He's you know, he's got again some experience as a young player that he's earned his time to try and compete for a roster spot. And Buddy is he's a kind of a player that you know, again, when you see him in training camp, you're going to love his size. You're going to love his speed. He can kill penalties. You know, he can give you something that, you know, again, a big body that can move out there, you know, gives you some different looks. So he can, you know, be a different option for us on the depth side of it if Paul's looking at something like that.
Was there any worry with Kulikov and his back injury?
Well, you do a lot of due diligence. You know, again, our doctors have talked to the Buffalo Sabres doctors. You know, you go through, you know, those things. Unfortunately, obviously, injuries happen in this game. His happened in, you know, the opening, I guess, game in the season from a preseason standpoint, and he battled with it all year. And our trainers talked to the trainers in Buffalo and you know, went through, you know, how he dealt with it, what he did, his recovery, you know, time period. And ultimately, you know, everyone felt comfortable. He's skating on a regular basis with Blake Wheeler, actually in Florida, and you know, had several conversations with Blake in that regard, and you know, to see how he was. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, we've had guys that had injuries and, you know, they heal over the summer or they do the proper, you know, therapy to make sure that, you know, that they're strong in the areas that they need to be and we feel comfortable there.
Did you talk to Blake at all about
Yeah, that? Absolutely. Yeah, no, we had, I had several conversations with Blake. And Blake, I believe, had conversations with Dimitri, and actually, I think Mark Scheifele did as well. They all, you know, do some skill things with Adam Oates, and there's a connection there. So there's a genuine feel, obviously, within our group, and you know, the guys aren't afraid to talk about it that we've got, you know, something going here, and with the addition of Steve, and obviously, Helly's going to continue to. You know, to really grow as a player, there's going to be great competition there. I think that, having a guy that has played a number one role in the National Hockey League is going to be a good thing for Helly because, you have to learn, you know, to be a number one goalie in the National Hockey League. And Steve's had his ups, he's had his downs. Obviously, he had tremendous success right out of the gate. And, as a young goaltender, that's a tough thing sometimes, how to handle it and how to move forward. And we talked very openly about that. And the good times and the bad times in the game are really, you know, what make you, give you that confidence, give you that strength. There's going to be nights that are going to be tough, and it's how you bounce back. So, I think Steve, has learned all of that. And certainly, having Connor see the preparation and how, Steve is, as a guy, an experienced number one, is only going to help him and help this franchise, long term.
So you answered my next question, so I'll go to my third. Steve's workload, is it fit you? I mean, you want 50 games?
We really never talked about what the workload is going to be. There's certainly, again, he's got the experience. He's going to be prepared, and we know that, he's going to be ready to go. As far as what the number of games that, how it's going to break out, you look at the schedule, and it's not hard to find games for goaltenders in this league. Whether it's back-to-back or whether it's three games in four nights, when you don't have to run someone on a regular basis and run them ragged, again, it does help. It does help each individual goaltender to play at a better level.
And just in terms of the contract length, it was 2 years. Is there a possibility for Steve to, make that longer?
We're sitting here on July 1st and talking about him signing. He hasn't even stepped on the ice yet. So, in this game here, you want to win. You make decisions, whichever decision it is. You do it with the premise in mind that you want to push the organization forward and you want to win. So I can't rule anything out at this point in time. But I know we have a great young goaltender in Connor Hellebuyck that, had 26 wins last year. That's nothing to sneeze about. So we've got tremendous, depth and competition now in that position. And we've got a fantastic guy that, we feel has had, been a number one and is a number one in the National Hockey League that is ready and willing and excited to help push the Jets forward.
Kevin, with respect to Steve and the courting period and your due diligence maybe since the season's been over, how much of that did you use to explore, in particular, his mental makeup in terms of, better than just about everybody, the pressures from the fans and what the market is like, especially when it comes to goalies?
Sure. Well, again, I think when someone like Steve is willing and open to talk about those things, when you're in the conversations, whether it's, again, the conversation was with, Wade and Paul and Larry and Zinger and myself, so we're all on the conference call talking to them, and he understands, when you strap the pads on as a little kid, I assume, because I've never done it, but, you take on that responsibility, and I understand, we all understand the pressures, of a Canadian market and the passionate fan base, but the true athletes, the true people that want to excel, they want that. They relish that, and you don't want to play night in and night out if you feel, like that's pressure. You have to embrace it, and that's what I think, again, impressed us in the conversations and when we talked with him, is that he's willing to embrace it. He's gone through it. He's gone, you know, through the ups. He's gone through the downs. He's, you know, he's been, you know, obviously as a rookie, you know, the pinnacle of it. But, you know, then kind of a dip in the middle. But he's really bounced back. And it's the bounce back, I think, that's the most impressive thing. Because, you know, when you're training, when you're, you know, for goalies, and again, I'm not a goalie, you listen to them and say that, you know, obviously the experience is just something you just can't deny.
Kevin, you've addressed the goaltenders, and obviously your club can score goals, but is this as comfortable as you've been with your blue line core with the move today, with Sherratt coming on and with Nogère and Tucker Poolman there? I mean, is this as confident as you've been with this group?
Well, we really, you know, again, unfortunately never got to see, you know, the full benefits of what our group is all about, with Tyler missing 70 games last year. And you know, again, we liked our group going into last year, you know, seeing what was there, and just unfortunately never got a chance to see it. And, you know, we fully expect Tyler to get back to the, you know, type of level of player that he is. And you know, the depth of our defense is certainly greatly increased today with Dimitri. I remember watching Dimitri play in the Florida Panthers playoff games. He played, I think he averaged like 25 minutes a night, but like he was one of their better defensemen, you know, when he was playing, you know, in a key role for, you know, for the Panthers, and they almost went on to win that series. And, you know, those are the things. Again, he had the injury, he had to battle through it. It's how he battled through it that, you know, again, we, you know, convinced us on the due diligence side of it. But, you know, when he was a player put in on the big stage with the Florida Panthers there, he produced, and you know, we're excited to have him. He's a left shot. We got three unbelievable right shot defensemen now with, you know, Toby, Dimitri, and you know, that just gives us, you know, two more experienced, you know, left shot defensemen, and again, the sky's the limit for Morrissey.
Do you feel like this and this moment is sort of a watershed moment? And I go back to the moment being kind of starting from June 21st, really, where, you know, new faces and yet quite a few of the old guard not here anymore. I mean, it's exciting, but mixed emotions as well?
No, very much. You know, again, Mark Stewart played his heart out for us, and you know, it was not an easy decision for me to make that phone call. But when you're in a cap world, and when you're creeping up to be a cap team, you know, when I started crunching the numbers and seeing what it might cost us to, you know, to try and address some of our needs, you know, we had to make some of these decisions to free up some, you know, some additional cap space. You know, if you look at all our numbers here now, we've got a couple of RFA deals that we have to do. We paid, you know, $4 million essentially in performance bonuses last year. You know, again, nothing to believe that we're not going to pay $4 million again. You know, we're a cap team here now, and so you know, you have to you know, do things that sometimes aren't very you know, very popular.
Since you're talking cap space, Mason was saying that the term that he was able to get had something to do with allowing you guys the financial flexibility in a few years that you're going to need for some of the young guys coming up. Can you give us a look into what it takes to prepare for that moment when guys Sure. like Line A are going to need that payday?
So players love term. You know, that's especially on July 1st, that's their big friend is term. And when you're talking to agents, it you know, the first words are probably term out of their mouth, because you know that again, there's a scarcity on July 1st when it comes to players at whatever position that you're looking at, and the money is going to, you know, level itself out based on the market and what the market's going to bear and what the competition for the individual player is. But the term is something that each club has to be, you know, comfortable with, and some clubs can be comfortable with, you know, going 6, 7, 8 years on players, you know, in their twilight. And the one thing that really was interesting for us with Steve is he's 29 years old. Like he's in the prime of his goaltending career. And to get a player in his prime at 2 years a term is an important thing, you know, from our standpoint for the short term. But also, again, you have to, in this job, look at the long term all the time. Your one eye is never off very far from, you know, from that, especially in our situation with, you know, the exciting young players that we have and that are going to continue to drive this team. But the experience that we were able to get with, you know, a 26-year-old defenseman that's been in the league since he's 18 years old and get him for a three-year term where, you know, he's going to come out of it and still, you know, really command a big deal after this one is done. For us, it was a good good opportunity to strike.
I can't remember exactly what he said, but in speaking about term, he made some kind of comment about how he liked the salary. Do you feel like
Dimitri?
Sorry, Mason.
Mason, okay.
But do you feel like today you maybe paid a little to purchase less term?
Well, you go into July 1st and you know, you pay what the market bears. And if you want to get a player, then you pay what the market bears.
So that term for Mason, how much does that have to do with the progression that you expect out of Comrie and Hellebuck?
Well, again, it's we think we have a great young goaltender in Eric Comrie, and going to be an opportunity for him in this organization, you know, to play a big part. So, the 2 year side of it, we'll evaluate obviously how things go from there. But I think we should focus on the now. You know, like these deals were about the now. They're not necessarily about where we're going to be, as we move forward. We're always going to continue to look at that. But, we made conscious decisions today to this week in our conversations and our approach towards free agency and ultimately being able to announce, come to agreement here today with players that are going to help us right now.
And Kulikov had said he sees himself as, that guy who's playing against the top lines of the other team. Do you see him like that? Is he your shutdown guy?
Well, again, I think that'll bear itself out. He has played that role. There's many different combinations. I think that Paul has now, been able to begin thinking about, who plays with who's going to have good chemistry. Three righties, three lefties, again, all the things that I think, our coaches' wish lists when it comes to trying to match some things up are there. So I'll leave that to Paul. I do know Dimitri's skill level. I do know his skating level, and I do know he has the capacity to play, a top four role.
Speaking of the now, how much, Chevy, do you kind of look at where you were 6 years ago to, you don't have to do the big sell job that you have to do anymore. You talk about Wheeler and Shifley talking to guys. Now other players want to come be a part of this.
It's their team, Blake Wheeler, I think, is a fantastic captain. He, you don't get to see the work behind the scenes that he does. And, within the group of guys, him and Mark Shifley and, Dustin Byfuglien, are good leaders. But we're bringing in players, here now that, have been part of teams that, have made the playoffs, been part of, the league for several years and good players. So, again, when you sit there and you talk about them, talk about our top, top six or top nine forwards, you really don't even have to, sell that. The guys know it. The other teams know it. If you're a defenseman, you know what it's like. When Shife's coming down on you, or Wheels is bearing down on you, when you're a goaltender, you know how the puck comes off, line A's stick. So, those are things that that sell themselves. But, certainly, again, don't get me wrong here. We got a lot of work to do. You don't make the playoffs on July 1st. You don't do anything other than get the opportunity to, if there is opportunity. And in some years there's not, and in some years, again, you do have best expectations or, set out with best intentions to try to get something that tries to fit. But, July 1st is becoming an increasingly, small, window of time or not a window of time, small amount of players. The player pool is very different than it was, even when we entered the league or had the team come here 6 years ago. So, we like our young group. We like our veteran leadership, and we've just added to that.